Before Jason's going to speak a little bit about the Gemara that he learned, just to be able for us to be able to understand what exactly what's going to be happening. We don't have Mishmar this week, quote unquote, but we're going to make this into a Mishmar. This could have just easily been a Dougie's Fest, which, by the way, I picked up. It's okay. At the end of the day, in Judaism, we firmly believe that a day of a yard site is both sad, both serious, and also happy. Because when a day of a yard site, the neshama, the soul is forever. Meaning it could be that a person passes away, but their soul is forever. So every single thing, little thing that you do, learning-wise, davening-wise, chesed-wise, on that day of the yard site, goes up and up and up and level. Basically, you're going to the upper deck, mezzanine. Now, all the Torah you're doing, box seats. So you know what to learn a mesecta means? To learn a mesecta means hours and hours of putting in effort. Even on a bus in the middle of South Carolina, where the last thing you want to do is just turn yourself off. That's what it's all about. I'm telling you guys right now, I watched The Office. The Office is great. Some episodes aren't maybe for a Jewish neshama, other neshamas. But at the end of the day, there's nothing more great in Hashem's eyes, nothing more than when a Jew takes out a minute here, 5 minutes here to be able to learn Torah. Now they say, I forgot who says this, davening, we talk to Hashem, we learn Torah, Hashem talks to us. And it could be something, that's a good line, I know. Sometimes it could be that sometimes it's hard, and we're tired, and we're bored. Then they have to push through, like we said earlier in the year from the son of a Rebbe. What do we say? Someone learns Torah at night, the Shechina is there. So what does that mean? Someone learns Torah at night, the Shechina is there. What about the day? So if you learn Torah in the day, the Shechina is not there. Comes on the dark, and I'm a slanim. Shlita! You know what he says? He says, no, when you learn Torah at night means when you learn Torah when it's hard and it's not the most convenient and you're tired and you're very not in the mood and you still open your Gemara, you still open up a little Mishnah, you open up your English little Sefer. I see several of you guys have like Svarim next to your bed. You know what in Shemaim, you know what that does to Hashem? Hashem sees that? There's nothing greater in Hashem's eyes when someone takes out a Sefer for 1 minute. And you say, okay, I'm going to end my night right now to be able to learn and talk. Nothing greater in Hashem's eyes. Just to end up, and then Jason's going to talk. I'm taking the whole show. It's not my show. Today's the yard site of the Netziv. We said a story about him last night, about him wanting to grow very much. He wanted his parents want him to throw him into like being like a shoemaker or something like that. The Netziv was a great Rosh Hashiva. And every single day, during the paragraph before Shema, what's that paragraph called? Ava Rabba. That paragraph talks about learning Torah. I'm not sure if you guys know. Avinu Ava Rachaman. Please have mercy on me. You should give me the desire to learn, to teach, to keep. And every day, guys, listen to this. Every day he would cry his eyes out during this paragraph. And the day that he didn't cry, the day that he didn't get emotional on this paragraph, he didn't come to yeshiva. Well, he came to yeshiva, but he didn't give shir. And they asked him, Rebbe, I don't understand. You prepared shir. You have Torah to give over. What's going on? Why don't you want to say, he said? He said, if I didn't cry during that paragraph, the shir is not going to be good. The shir is not going to be good if I didn't daven for it. So you want to know, maybe if right now, maybe sometimes you're not inspired, sometimes you're not, you have to daven for it. You daven in that paragraph. Hashem, my Rebbe, my divisions, my counselors, they all told me, you think I like learning in high school? No. You start davening for it, it'll come. I promise you, Torah is much sweeter in Dougies. We're going to have Dougies in a minute, or maybe like 10 minutes or 5 minutes. I promise you, Dougie's goes in, and then it goes right out. For some of us, a little quicker. But at the end of the day, Torah is something that's everlasting. It's something that's beautiful. It's something that really, really shapes a person. It's my tefillah to Hashem. And number one, first and foremost, is that Jason's father should have a tremendous, his Hashem should have a tremendous aliyah. But just as important, or even more importantly, for his neshama, for our growth the entire year, whether we go to Israel or LA or Boca or Hollywood or New Jersey, New York, or wherever else you guys are from, we remember the importance of what it means to be able to learn Torah. And with that, I'm going to stop talking now. Hand it over to Jason Mishra.
All right, so tonight's my father's yard site. I've been learning the second Makot since around Pesach time in honor of his memory. But I just first want to thank my Rebbeim from Shraga, Rabbi Rich, who learned Makot with me every day and really had a huge impact on my life to help me get to where I am today. I also want to thank Rabbi Mirzoff, who helped me put together this Siyum, and also contributing to making this the great summer it is. All right, so in the second Makot, there's a famous story with Rabbi Akiva and the other Tanaim watching instruction in the Beit HaMikdash. The Tanaim were crying, and when they looked over Rabbi Akiva, they were confused by his laughing reaction. They went on to ask him, "Why are you laughing?" Rabbi Akiva answered them and said, "Why are you crying?" The Tanaim responded by saying, "What are you talking about? Everything is being destroyed. How can we not cry with foxes running through the Beit HaMikdash?" Rabbi Akiva answered back, "That's exactly why I'm laughing. There are two prophecies. The first prophecy is that the Beit HaMikdash will be destroyed, and the second prophecy is that it will later be rebuilt. The fact that the first prophecy is currently being fulfilled, I know without a doubt the second one will end up being fulfilled too." In the Gemara, Akshav Shenikamu Nivuaso Shel Uria. So now that Uriah's prophecy of destruction has been fulfilled, Biyado Shenivuaso Shel Zechariah Mitkayemes. So now it's clear to me that Zechariah's prophecy will also come true. The Lashon Hazeh Amruo, and now that Tanaim said these words to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva Nichatamnu, Akiva Nichatanu. Akiva, your words have comforted us. Akiva, your words have comforted us. So now there's a lesson we can learn from these words, Akiva Nichatamnu. The lesson we can learn is that when the situation seems like it's not going your way, or with nothing you can do, there's something always like positive that can come from it. Yesterday we were stuck on the highway for over an hour because of a crash, and it seemed terrible at first, but we all went out, we had a good time, we made the best of the situation. If we could take out the negatives and only try to find the positive in every situation, we can all help all of our lives and have better and happier lives. Hadron Allah, Elohim, Cholkim, Sileke, Leim, Masakim, Makos. Hadron Allah, Masakim, Makos, Behadron Allah, Deasa, Allah, Masakim, Makos, Deasin Allah, Lon, Dishashe, Minach, Masakim, Makos, Tinashe, Minach, Lo, Bama, Hadim, Velo, Bama, Deasa. Here is Homnech, Melchanecha, Nahuin, Velo, Tinush, Tedi, Retecha, Mustaini, Bama, Zed, Tedi, Mani, Loma, Ba, Khanin, Bar Papa, Rami, Bar Papa, Nachum Bar Papa, Achai Bar Papa, Abay Mari Bar Papa, Rafras Bar Papa, Rachis Bar Papa, Socha Bar Papa, Adabar Bar Papa, Dur Bar Papa. Barev Na Nai Ohini Vester Divrei Tortecha, Befinu Vios Amchabe Israel, Nia Kuan and Nakti Vesini Vesay Amchabe Israel, Kuan Ude Shemecha Lom De Tortecha Meovita Vulain Menu, Mitzvotaka Kilom Hili, Yili B Tamim Kuzaka Laman, Lole Vosh, Leomo Ashkak Pikudecha, Kibaka Yutanu, Rokatad Nai Laman, Yukukaka, Amin, Selved. Modim Nachmach, the head of Tenu Shishamata, Kokinim Mishve, Beats Hamidrash, Loshamata, Kokinim Miyoshve, Kranu. Hanu Maskim, the Himashkim, Anu Maskim, Ladere Toras, Torah, the Himashkim, the Devarim, Batilim. Anu Mamilim, the Himamilim, Anu Mamilim, the Kabim, Sahar, the Himamilim, the Enamak Bilim, Sahar. Anu Ratsim, the Himratsim, Anu Ratsim, the Kayalam, the Himratsim, the Varshachach. Shamar, Yata Elim Torah, Dim, Livarshachach, and Shay Damim, or May, Lo, Yakatsu, Yamahem, and Ni of Takbah. Year or so, Milafanecha, Nile, Hinu, Kashim, Shirts, Hazani, Lassayim, a second Mako, Kane, Dajrinu, Litriel, Naslato, Usparim, Acharin, Lassayim, Lilmo, Lomid, Lishmoy, Lassu, the claim, Eskori, Tamataka, Biava, Zaho, Tanim, the Marim, Lotamade, Kaham, Yamo, Li, Razari, Shalom, Yamush, Aturami, PMV, Zaru, Vizera, Zari, Alawam, the Tikayim, Ki, Bihilasecha, Tanachim, Lashak, Viskacha, Tishmoy, Alecha, Vakatsita, Kitashikha, Ki, Biyabu, Mecha, Vivsu, Lachash, Nos Chaim, Orachumim, Bimenu, Bimola, Osiba Chod, and Night Rose, and Moiti, Nayabeka, Moba Shalom.
Adin Vidi Bechol Asar Asar. Yehi Lahon Lochon Shalom Shlama Rabba Chani Yechasta. Rachamei Bechai Rekei Zmanei Berechei Ubekana. Yikadam Abihon Dishvayu Be'ara Vimru Amin. Yisho Amar Shlai Lene Kodesh Rav Tovim Lene Kodesh Rav Amin. Yisho Amar 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 Yisho Amar
Torah's complete, makes us happy.
Yeah. Can everyone sit down for a minute?